And welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time, wow, you have chosen the right Sunday. But we are also glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community. Ways you can learn about how we are church together, take a look at your bulletin. There's a calendar, announcements, and we've got some great folks who are also going to share some announcements with you. So first, we're going to do a little bit of a look back and some thank yous. I'll get us started. Thank you to everyone who provided hospitality and coffee and snacks and sound. Thank you, Tom, for the presbytery meeting that we hosted here on Tuesday. Appreciate everyone who took part in that effort. And also a big thank you to everyone who also provided hospitality and was here with us in worship last Sunday and at the meal in the afternoon, having the Reverend Kimberly Hines from the Negril Charge in Jamaica. She extends her thank you. It was a wonderful week, and personally, one of the conversations that really stands out in my mind that I had with Kimberly was when she says, you know, Gates has always come to Jamaica, and what a great gift it is to welcome. But to be on the receiving end of the welcome and to really realize the relationship and love that exists between our congregations was such a gift. And so thank you to everyone who has been a part of sustaining and nurturing that mission partnership and relationship in Jamaica. And it continues, folks. If you haven't already taken a look at the bulletin board out in the hallway, another opportunity to support the group that will be going in February. Okay, so I know we've got a couple church mouse thank yous. So Linda, it's Linda Squared. So we'll start with this, Linda, and everyone, come on up. If you're doing a church mouse thank you, just come on up.
Good morning, I'm Linda Beatty, and with Kathy Wakeman and Tess McKeel, we were the co-chairs of the Church Mouse, and I want to thank you so much for making it a successful day. People have been wonderful. You stepped up. All the co-chairs that were the coordinators, their names are in your bulletin, did a wonderful job. We want to thank Sue Mancini and Ginny Barley for the publicity that was done, and Kathy and I were out, and my husband Jack were out with signs that kept blowing over and coming back up and blowing over. But your donations, your help, I feel that we were standing on the shoulders of giants. We know so many of you have done this before, and you've made such a wonderful foundation that it was able to be successful in our new hands. And again, I do want to thank Beth Molina, because she handled that kitchen. And again, this was her first time as a chair there. It was wonderful. We had made a great success, and I'm happy to announce that we made $5,006 in profit.
I'd like to thank everybody who let us put one of those funky signs in your yard. And if you have one with you today in your car and you want to give it back to me, I'll be in near the glass doors. Thanks a lot.
I just want to give a special thank you to all of you who baked. We had so many baked goods, more than I've ever seen. We made $492.50 with just the baked goods. So thank you very much.
A lot of effort and work and faithful hospitality and mission in the month that was. Let's talk about what is coming up next. Eric, what do you got for us?
Good morning. I'm Eric Vail. I'm with the Public Worship Committee. And I just want to, curiosity, how many people started to decorate your homes inside or outside type of thing? You know, a few people. Well, come next Saturday, the 28th, we need to transform this worship community into a decorative Advent and Christmas community. So next Saturday, the 28th, 10 o'clock in the morning, come for a half hour, come for an hour, come till we're done, but as many people that we can get here, the better. And there will be refreshments. Melissa promised donuts, so come and enjoy the donuts.
Jerry.
Good morning. For families of children in first through sixth grade, there'll be a fusion room presentation today by our own Lauren Henderberg talking about disability awareness. So you can collect your children after worship in room four. Also, on Friday, December 4th, will be our Advent Festival. There's a, well, there was a flyer on the bulletin, on the kiosk that looks like this, and it'll be back there in a minute. There is a sign up out there. Please let us know if you're coming and how many. You need not have children to come. Everyone's welcome. The theme this year is The Sound of Silence. It probably won't be so silent, but please join us if you can. Thank you.
And next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, and as Sherry said, our theme for Advent will be the sounds of silence, and next Sunday will be a very unique worship opportunity as we practice the style of Taze worship, so join us. I hear one of the sounds of silence will also be a harp, so don't miss that. And as we lift our hearts and voices in song and praise this morning, we do so with so much gratitude for all of the folks who make music possible here at Gates Presbyterian Church. We are going to be celebrating everyone who makes praise to God in song in one form or another with cake, of course, down in Fellowship Hall following worship. But first, a special thank you to our staff, to Christine Cook, our bell choir director, to Debbie White, junior choir director, Roy Smith, youth and adult choirs, and John Kubinek, our organ and piano player. We give thanks for all of these great folks. So pay special attention to your bulletin this morning because there is lots of extra singing and you will be participating in that. So let us praise God with sounds of music this morning. Please stand as you are comfortable and able for the call to worship. I will sing of God's might.
We will sing aloud of God's steadfast love in the morning.
The Holy One has been a fortress for me,
a refuge in the day of my distress.
O my strength, I will sing praises to you.
Please join me for the prayer of confession. How can we look at this world and not sing of your praises, O God? The beauty and majesty of the world is overpowering. Yet, we have a tendency to take all that you do for us for granted. We treat the world with callous indifference, using its resources carelessly and with little regard to the future. We insist on war as solutions for problems rather than peaceful striving. We turn our backs on people in need. The weak and downtrodden go unnoticed in our midst. You have blessed us with the witness of Jesus Christ, who came so that we might learn how you would have us live in honor and peace. Forgive us. Give us again a spirit of joy in serving you. Help sing your praises. Take a moment of silent prayer. Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd. God knows I am prone to wandering. I shall not want, but I still do. I am led to green pastures and still waters. My anxiety and fear, a constant companion. Only you, God, can fill the emptiness. Restore me to wholeness once more. The Lord leads me on the right path. Again, I detour because I think my way is the best. Walking in the darkest of times, I pray to feel God's comfort and presence. At the great banquet table, the Lord invites me to a feast, assuring me not even my greatest enemy, myself, will keep me from partaking. When I feel empty and dry, you fill my cup. No matter how far I go, you follow and welcome me home.
Peace. there are any other children who would like to come forward, they are welcome to do so at this time. To introduce you to a friend of mine who I know that you met if you were here a couple weeks ago, and if you pay attention and look, turn around, he's usually standing back there, isn't he? But I've asked him to come sit next to me today. This is Mr. Smith, or Roy, which do you prefer, whatever, and he is the choir director for the youth, so once you graduate from junior choir, and the adults, and he's going to share with us a little bit about music today.
We will. So this morning we're having a celebration in church for all of the music that we get to make together. Do you guys like the music here? I love the music here. Every week, we get to hear the organ, we get to hear the adult choir, and then often we get to hear the bell choir, which we haven't heard yet today, but we will, and the youth choir, and then on very special Sundays, we get to hear the junior choir, which is you guys, and you sound great. You know what my favorite part is, though? My favorite part of the music here is when we get to sing the hymns, everybody, all together. And do you guys look at the hymnals when we sing the hymns? Yeah. I hope that you always do that, because it is such an important part of doing music as the church. So I'd like to read you a psalm today from the Bible. Anybody know what the word psalm means? It's a good Scrabble word. No. It means, yes. Good guess. Not quite. It means a song. In fact, there are some words in the psalms. Psalm and song sound a lot alike. There are some words that are instructions on how to tune the instrument or where to take a repeat or what melody to use. And there are 150 psalms in the Bible. I'm going to read you the very last one, the 150th psalm. And it goes like this. It's all about music. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his house. Praise him in the mighty heavens. Praise him for what he's done, and praise him for how great he is. And then the psalm tells us how. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. You know why the trumpet's listed first? This is the best instrument. I like to tell my wife about how the voice of Jesus is compared to a trumpet in Revelation. And she likes to tell me about Jeremiah 4:19, which says, you know, woe to my heart because I've heard the sound of a trumpet. Praise him with the guitar and the harp. Praise him with the tambourine and the dancing. Praise him with the string instruments and the flutes. Praise him with the ringing cymbals, and praise him with the crashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So that psalm tells us lots of different ways to make music for God. How many of you guys are going to make music for God, or do already if you're in band, with cymbals? Yeah. Wow. A lot of percussionists. Whoa. You too? All right. And how many of you are going to make music of God with the trumpet? Yes. Good choice. How many of you make music to God by using your body and doing dancing? You can do that right away. You can do that today. And how many string instruments, like the violin or the cello? You have a violin? Good. Should have brought it. I can't wait to hear you all making music on your instruments, and I love hearing you already making music by singing. You know what I think the most important part of that psalm is, though? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The most important part is that when we all use our instruments, we're doing it together. That means that we need to trust each other. And every week when we make music together here at Gates, we work on trusting each other. We trust Mr. John to bring us in the right key with the organ. And he needs to trust us that we'll actually sing once, once he gives us the introduction, and the choir needs to trust me that I'll point at them at the right place, which, you know, it all went off well today, guys. We made it work. And I need to trust you to sing the right notes, which you did. And when we all trust each other and make music together, something beautiful happens. We make music to God. And we make a hallelujah. That's what praise the Lord means. That's what hallelujah means, is praise the Lord. So we're going to do a hallelujah here before we send you off to Sunday school. I've got not enough instruments for everybody, but you can dance or you can sing. In fact, you should all sing. Sing a hallelujah. Why don't you take these, and who wants a maraca? I saw that you wanted to play percussion. Here's one. Here's one. Who else? All right. So you can clap your hands or you can sing along. We're going to do this rhythm. We're going to go hallelujah. Hallelujah. You ready? And one, two, three, four. Hallelujah. 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 Need to hear you sing as well. Two, three, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. And, ooh, good cutoff. You guys are pros. Thank you again, all of you boys and girls in junior choir, for being a part of the music of the church and for sharing today. And it is just a pleasure to make music with you. You may go to Sunday school.
Keeping with our reading from the Psalms this morning, hear now this reading of an interpretation of Psalm 95. We are here singing to you, erupting into shouting, at the place of the rock of our salvation, coming gratefully and gracefully before you here, affirming with our words the music of our mouths, that we are possessed by you, yours entirely. For you give us the gift of sovereignty, a power about all others, the majesty of our absolutely being. You whose hands touch the earth's depths, whose heart pierces the mountain peak. The always changing sea is yours for its exits because of you, and your hands have formed the firmness of the lands. So we come in awe, offering the earth and the sea of ourselves to you, bending what we are towards you, shaper of us. For you are our beyond, and we are your doing. Sheep who graze in your pasture, animated by your hand. If only we could awaken to it. Don't lose heart, as you did in the wilderness, when entanglements confused you, in the days when our ancestors lost faith, demanding outward signs, although what it was, utter presence, was clear. For 40 years, I was bitter against them and said, they are crooked people, blind to what is. And then I vowed in my anger that they would never enter my place.
Please remain seated for the scripture reading of Psalm 100. In between each verse, I will indicate by raising my hand when it's time for you to join in to the sung response found on page 654 of your hymnal. Joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. In the Lord I'll be ever thankful. In the Lord I will rejoice. Look to God, do not be afraid. Lift up your voice as the Lord is near. Lift up your Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. In the Lord I'll be ever thankful. In the Lord I will rejoice. Look to God, do not be afraid. Lift up your voice as the Lord is near. Lift up your voice as the Lord is near. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. In the Lord I'll be ever thankful. His gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. In the Lord I'll be ever thankful. In the Lord I will rejoice. Look to God, be not afraid. Lift up your voice as the Lord is near. Lift up your voice as the Lord is near. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. In the Lord I'll be ever thankful. Look to God, do not be afraid. Lift up your voice as the Lord is near. Lift up your voice as the Lord is near.
Amen. A few weeks ago, as I was preparing this Sunday and speaking with our great musicians and really contemplating the different ways in which all of these songs and music flow together. And I was thinking about how it is that we as a congregation, our voices come together. And as this often happens, of course, I come across a reading that says exactly what I am thinking in a issue of the Christian Century, all dedicated to song. They had gathered different essays and articles from folks all around the country who wrote about the ways in which song informs their faith. And I came across one reading in particular that spoke to me, and I looked at who wrote it, and I thought, huh, I know that person. Here in Rochester, New York, a professor at Colgate-Crozier Rochester Divinity School and a Presbyterian minister, Gail Ricciuti, wrote this beautiful essay about her experience worshiping with a Mennonite community here in Rochester. And here are Gail's words. I didn't expect to be converted all over again by their singing. After decades as a house church, a small Mennonite congregation purchased a vacant lot a few blocks down on our street and nestled a new building there. My husband and I, Presbyterian ministers of some 40 years, walked through their doors one bright Sunday morning to check it out. We encountered an entirely genuine welcome, even when they, a congregation that eschews a called pastorate in favor of intentionally shared leadership, learned who we were. The singing helped magnify the hospitality. Songs from around the world, different eras, diverse traditions, soaring four-part harmony, often unaccompanied, as an unself-conscious as the tangible sense of community among the singers. After our years in churches with practiced choirs and magnificent music programs, this was new for us. The whole congregation itself, a choir. They sing like angels, I remarked to myself that first Sunday. My husband had just retired and my own work had shifted to seminary teaching. And on the weeks I'm not preaching elsewhere, I had said, I might occasionally take a leisurely Sunday morning off. But 20 minutes into our visit with the Mennonites, a wry inner voice whispered, "There go my Sundays." My heart had been reached like a bell that was lifted and struck, as Annie Dillard says, and I knew I could not stay away from this fellowship or its songs. We sang ourselves into fresh faith. Song is a metaphor for this congregation's life together. It is church in the best sense. A strong core with permeable boundaries, not only reaching out but gladly gathering in anyone who happens to show up. Each voice supports the song line of the others. A rotation of volunteer song leaders draw out our best. One week, a personable young truck driver who happens to have perfect pitch leads in energetic style. The next might find us under more meditative direction of a newly minted PhD in musicology, her two-year-old son hugging her leg. With each service stitched together in song, we pray, we proclaim, we protest, and we are changed. My initially shaky alto has been gradually bolstered and strengthened by the other voices, and I discover that I am better, a more faithful person for being among them, by being a singing, serving community. They are converting me again and again. May it be so for each of us as we gather in our various faith communities to sing God's praises, not alone, but gathered together. voices gather, singing. May it be so each and every day. Alleluia. Amen. Amen. Wow. Well, we know God is always listening, but I really believe God's listening this morning. So as we gather here in this place, we also raise our prayers of joy, our prayers of concern. We raise them hoping that we will continue to pray as a community, and we raise them to God's heart. I see a few hands. If you have a prayer, stick your hand up a little higher so the ushers can see it. Thank you.
Hey, I get to go first. Good. Bill Wellens, it's nice to be here. Just wanted to stop in and thank everybody for their thoughts and prayers and praise the wonderful health care providers who are taking care of us. I've actually finished radiation treatment and I'm in the middle of chemo at this point. And I ask your forgiveness and indulgence. Please don't touch me. We're trying to avoid crowds and germs. So after the service, be happy to chat with you. But we're not shaking hands or hugging today, but yeah, Frona got me before I could get up against the walls, but that's okay. I'll survive it, I think. But thank you all again. That we really appreciate everything that you do for us.
And our continued prayers.
Irene Ward, last week I asked for prayers for Nelson's dad, and he did pass away. The good news was that everyone was there, and Nelson was able to be with his family, and so was his brother that was actually working in Guatemala. So, and he is home. He's back in Boston. So thanks for Oscar's life, and thanks that the family was able to be together.
Dick Kern, I was baptized in this church, so I've been around here a while. And I got to tell you that I've never been more proud of what this congregation has accomplished in all those years to watching what you've done in the last 24 hours. Strictly amazing, the planning, the execution, perfect. I had to keep moving or they had me on a dolly and I'd have been out here. Great, I'm so proud of the church.
Thanks be to God.
Jan Buettner, one of our vendors who was here yesterday is a friend of mine, Kim is her name. And I was speaking with her and their family, she tragically lost her son this past summer in a motorcycle accident. And she's having a real tough time with the holidays coming. So I just asked for prayers for Kim and her family.
Prayers for Kim and her family.
Tammy Pignon, I asked for prayers for Brandon and his platoon, if I can get through this. A lot of you know that he is down in South Carolina at Marine boot camp, and this week he enters what's called the crucible. It's their final culminating activity. Ooh, this is gonna be so hard. It is 54 hours of hiking 48 miles with a 50-pound pack on their back, 38 obstacles, team-building exercises. It's the culmination of 11 weeks of hard training. So I ask for prayers for him and his whole platoon. Ooh, me too. That they can persevere through this, that they have a lot of strength and courage and teamwork, and through their sleep deprivation and their food deprivation, that they can come together as a team, because it's not an individual thing. And with God's grace and prayers and everything, that they can come out at the end on Wednesday morning as Marines. So by Thanksgiving, I'll be really thankful. And so I thank you. If you would all lift him up in prayers, it'd be appreciated.
Definitely. Prayers for Brandon and the rest of his Marine platoon as they continue their very intense training.
Cherie Barrett, I'm happy to have Dana home for the weekend, and I want to thank you all for planning Music Sunday for her visit.
Dana Bennett, I just wanted to give prayers of thanks. I'm not sure if any of you knew that my sister's husband, Jody's husband, had surgery this past week. He's doing really well. I saw him yesterday and is recovering from his gallbladder removal. So very grateful to be here with all of you and see all the smiling faces. and hope to talk with you afterwards.
Good to have you home. Welcome home.
Carrie Dykes, continue prayers for my brother-in-law, Michael Frisch, who is out of ICU. He's in rehab, and if it was just a matter of the willpower, he would be doing real well. He wants to keep trying, keep going, try this, try that, but he still needs lots of prayers. Thank you.
David Keeling, last week we asked for prayers for my grandma, Dorothy Buff. She's going in for surgery in a few months, but yesterday we had to rush her to the hospital because she has an infection in her foot. So she's home now. We got her home. She's doing all right, but she's really stubborn. She's trying to walk on it again, and just prayers for her and my grandfather just because they're having trouble getting around. So thank you.
Sue Mancini. I would like to have everyone here who's sitting here this morning have continued prayers for the people in Paris. Sometimes the newspapers blast it on the front page and then it's gone. But their misery is not gone, and I'd like everyone here to pray for them. On this end of the world, that's all we can do to help them.
Joanne Vander. One of my classmates called and asked for prayers. Her 16-year-old grandson collapsed at high school the other day, and he's in intensive care now with a cyst on his brain that's blocking the fluid that goes to the heart, and he needs a lot of prayers. Also, her son's best friend is one of the special units that's in Africa, and he was right there, so we need prayers for them, too.
We're a singing community and most definitely a praying community this morning. I also have a prayer of concern for Andrea Unson's brother-in-law. He's in ICU after an operation. Prayers for his wife, Mary, for strength and for comfort. And prayers from our children this morning. They are equally full of prayers. Lots and lots of joy. Prayers for making bracelets and putting Christmas decorations up. For the Church Mouse Bazaar and for working the baked foods part yesterday. Prayers of joy for school plays and a shortened school week. Prayers of joy for dance parties and Legos and Thanksgiving, friends and family, for staying home and for going far away. Our young people raise their prayers of joy and also concern. Prayers for apparently difficult lessons in spending money. Prayers of concern for an embarrassing situation at school. And prayers for safe travel. Let us pray together. Gathering God, giver of endless mercy, faithful shepherd, thank you. Thank you for the gift of music, for the opportunity to sing your praises. Thank you for the moment in song that sends shivers down our spine and remind us that you are with us. Thank you that as we go from this place, you go with us in the tunes we absentmindedly hum or whistle throughout the week. God, our world needs more songs of joy and hope, justice and peace. We continue our prayers for the people suffering from violence, war, fear, and terrorism in Paris and Baghdad, in Syria, in Mali, and Nigeria. Every week we add a new community to the list, oh God, when will it stop? We pray for those also who are working so hard to keep people safe and healthy and fed, and for peacemakers. We pray for strength to continue in their labor. We also pray for those in need this morning, O God, for the sick, the unemployed, the lonely, the homeless, and the hungry. Giver of life, we also pray for the dying and those who have died and their families. For those whose loneliness seems unbearable, may you enter into hearts and minds and be noticed.
God, it is by your mercy that you have given us the ministries we share in this church. And it is by your mercy that you have given us a desire for you. It is by your mercy that you have given us Jesus the Christ, who came to show us the way of love and faithfulness, even when we can't understand. In our desire to follow him, we respond in song the prayer that he taught us.
Celebration of God's abundance and gifts with the doxology, the ways in which we praise God for all the mercies that God shows to us. Let us offer back to God a portion of the abundance we have been entrusted with. Let us celebrate with our morning offering.
God of grace, we heard your call to generous giving. We have received so much. You meet our needs every day and today especially through the peace and comfort you give us, the joy of community, and the gift of music that we share together in worship. We offer our time, talents, and financial gifts and ask that you bless these gifts for the work of your church. Amen.
That God's name indeed has been praised. Go with the love of God in your hearts, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the courage of the Holy Spirit to keep singing together again. Alleluia. Amen.